This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got an Anchor Steam, Category 7B California Common. Now, this is a style that's very hard to find, except for, you know, this specific beer. It's pretty much a single beer style. There are some other people that make beers like it, but they're not widely available. Now, I've got sort of a love-hate relation with Anchor Steam. It's, if you can get it fresh, especially local, you know, optimally at the brewery, it is an amazing beer, but it goes downhill fast. I sort of call it a new car beer. It sort of loses half its value when it's driven off the lot. And maybe you can find it, you know, in California or near the West Coast, near the brewery, fresher. But more often than not, when I run into it in other parts of the country, it's lost a lot of its brightness. So we'll see. It you know, it looks good. It's got a tall off-white head, little tiny bubbles. It's a light to medium amber color. Very clear. The head is settling slowly, and you know, looks rather rocky, almost like a Belgian. So I'll give that a 3. Smelling it, I get a moderate level of both malt and hops. The malt is grainy, a little toasty. The hops have a woody character. There are medium-low esters. But it does seem a little muted. I'm used to the aroma in this beer being a little brighter and fresher, so I'm thinking that, you know, this one might be a little old or a little over the hill. I'm getting a little bit of caramel as it warms up in my hand. Yeah, the caramel's building. So overall, it's fairly subtle but clean. I'm expecting, you know, it's got all the things it should have. I'm just expecting it to be a little bit more intense. I'll give it a 10. Tasting it, it's got a medium malt that's a little grainy and caramely, toasty. I put the hop bitterness at medium to medium high. It's got a moderate hop flavor, and it's got that woody quality to it, a little rustic or it's a little bit rougher than a lot of hops. And that's, you know, commonly what Northern Brewer will give you. I get a little bit of esters, not much. It finishes dry, or dryish. The finish has a taste of malt and lingering bitterness. Yeah, that the malt goes on for a while, but the hops are the last thing you taste. You know, it's closely balanced. The hops are a little bit higher, but you get the malt first. Like with the aroma, I'd say it is muted. It is probably a little old. But it's got all the right components. It just lacks the brightness of a fresh one. So I'll give it a 16. The mouthfeel, the carbonation is pretty high. It sort of pops your cheeks out. So it's between medium high and high, which seems a little much. It's medium body, but I'm not getting any of the other mouthfeel components. It's not creamy or harsh or hot. So I'll give it a 4. Take off a little because of the carbonation being a little much. So overall, it's a decent balanced beer. This one's a bit stale. It's unfortunate. Try one at the brewery. It'll be quite a bit better. But it is showcasing the sort of light malt character. It does have that toasty, lightly caramely character. The hops are not the normal American citrusy hops. It has a rougher, rustic quality to it. But superficially, it's like an American pale ale in balance. It sort of looks like a pale ale, and the hop malt balance is about the right thing, and the character malt in it is something that wouldn't be out of place in pale ale. It even has a little bit of esters, so I think if you gave this to somebody blind, they would probably say it was a pale ale. That's sort of what I would think. But when you get it fresh, the hop character is a little bit more distinctive. It's a little bit fruitier. All the important characteristics are just a little bit more identifiable. That toasty quality is a little bit higher. The esters are smoother and cleaner, and the hops are just brighter in general. It has retained its balance, even though it's been muted down. So I'll give it an 8, and it's mostly because of the intangibles. It hits the style. It doesn't really have anything wrong with it. It's just, unfortunately a little old. So that happens sometimes here. That's why it's a good style to understand what it's like, and then brew a fresh one, because you can almost always make one at home that tastes better than a stale store-bought one. So 8 overall, totals up to a 41. So that's Category 7B, Anchor Steam.